listener production.
Hi there, Isabel Everett with your news briefing. There will be a hard emissions cap on the country's top polluters after the Greens agreed to support the federal government's climate policy. PM Anthony Albanese denying it'll drive up power prices.
We have had discussions with manufacturing sector, the gas industry. You will note the demands that were placed on us of ruling out future projects are ones that we said we wouldn't agree with, and we haven't.
Controversial Victorian Liberal MP Moira Deeming has avoided a vote to expel her from the party, instead being suspended for 9 months. It comes after she attended an anti-trans rally that was crashed by far-right extremists. Leader John Pesciuto says Deeming finally condemned Nazism and anti-trans bigotry.
Having seen her condemn it this morning, albeit many days too late, but nevertheless, she's condemned it.
Australia's success at the Brisbane Olympics is at risk thanks to a $2 billion shortfall in funding. That's the warning from the boss of the Olympics Committee, calling for more long-term investment in sport. And another Australian poly is headed overseas to China. Assistant Trade Minister Tim Ayres will visit this week with Victorian Premier Dan Andrews jetting off this afternoon. He'll become the first Aussie politician to visit since the start of the pandemic, but his itinerary remains a secret.